I have a bill, a Transportation Committee bill, and that's LD 1752. It's one that would exempt various ferries from needing pilots to go into Bar Harbor. And I've known Dave Jolinas of the Penn Bay Pilots for 20 years or so, and you can count the number of accidents that they've had on no hands. That is, they've been great for Bar Harbor and for here, but this bill would kind of carve away at that so that after so many trips, a ferry boat crew can. That's one thing to have a cargo ship crew that's got all way more bells and whistles than a ferry boat to go in. But anyway, do you know how that bill is going there?
About it, since you brought it up. This company that's operating the CAT now, which is a U.S. boat with U.S. crew, has previous to 3 years ago did not need a pilot to bring their boat into harbor and did not have, in all the years, 30 years approximately, not all that same company, but always for that blue nose to Bar Harbor, they did not need a pilot. They were exempted from it. They had U.S. crews, or this bill requires U.S. crews, for the Portland part. For Bar Harbor, it doesn't say much because there isn't a ferry to Bar Harbor right now. So the experience that they were trying to say is that we've never needed, or for a long time didn't need, a pilot to bring the boat in. We did have a pilot check out the captain, and this bill requires that they have 15 trips in with a pilot. They have an annual check ride with a pilot. And if they desire one anytime because they suspect something changing because of notices to mariners, then they can request one. And the other side says, well, the pilot should be required, change conditions. I'm a former airline captain, and all the rules, all of the notices of any changes are published for mariners and aviators so we can get them. So you're never going a place without more knowledge. So the company made a good case for Portland not needing pilots because another thing they said, only one little thing wrong. The only incident, there's been other smaller ones, but only incident I know of was a boat hitting the bridge in Portland and dumping all kinds of oil into the Four River, and that was with a pilot guy. So you may remember that.
Most Portland. Remember
that. So that is it. And then when they were trying to say, no, you need a pilot because of the boat that ran over the fishing boat, and then the crew got away because they didn't have a pilot. And I'm saying, well, that was out in the bay. So they need a pilot now? I mean, out in the ocean, they need a pilot? Well, maybe that wasn't a good example. Well, that's true, because there would never have been a pilot on that boat, and they tracked the crew down to Nova Scotia, and they got the two that didn't run to Russia. The captain was a Russian who went to Russia, can never leave it now. And that was all from a paint mark that they checked, because they were telling us that, well, you know, they're not accountable. If they did something, then they'd just run away, and nobody would chase them, because they're just, you know, you can do anything in the ocean with a boat, and if you don't have a pilot, there's no accountability. If you're trying to convince us, tell us the truth. This is great. This is an insight of the committee. However, they, in spite of that, there's a real strong leaning from what I hear to support having the pilot. If it didn't go that way, the bill would get split. So that Bar Harbor was a separate question. There is no service to Bar Harbor. Bring the question back when there is service and we'll think about it. We're just dealing with the Portland part now. And I thought, and this is just from what I hear in the discussions during the questioning committee, I thought that the pilots, other than the few times they kind of made stuff up, made a case that most of the transportation committee went along with. And this was only, it was Swift, I said that they had exemptions from the pilot. Only them, and nobody was thinking of any big boats or anything else. But just this applied only to that ferry, that one ferry, and if one ever was happening in Bar Harbor. There's a few people on Transportation Committee. When this bill was brought to remove their exemption 3 years ago, when there was no ferry service, somebody just was thinking ahead. So they came in and said, we want to remove the exemption for pilots on the ferry service. And guess what? Nobody testified against it because there were no ferry service there. So they got this law changed, so when it started up again, guess what? You had to have a pilot. So they operated for a few months, and then the pilot service in Portland raised their rate 70%, so almost $3,000 a day for that ferry to come in and out of Portland. And so there's a suit going on against them for raising the rates like that. So it's never simple. It's never as easy as it seems. But since you asked, yeah, I think the committee was more swayed by the pilots than by the CEO of the company. And don't go to one of our hearings and talk for 55 minutes. Never a good idea with the committee. We, you know, it's
okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay.